Welcome to A Resurrected Life, Daily Reflections for Lent. Today is Tuesday, week 3 of Lent. Our reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew and is titled Success or Failure. Then Peter came and said to him, Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as 7 times? Jesus said to him, Not 7 times, but I tell you, 77 times.
Anyone who has tried to achieve a significant goal would be familiar with how we are encouraged to think about achieving goals today. If you want to get fitter, decide how fit you want to be, capable of jogging for 5 kilometres, for example, and then break it down into a program that works for you. We can tend to think the same way about the spiritual life. If you want to become holier, start one of the many programs available and imagine that you are watching your spiritual fitness improve. One of the challenges with such an approach is that too easily our faith practice can become something we either succeed or fail at. Having set ourselves a series of expectations, these are the things we will do, and these are the things we will not do, we judge ourselves accordingly. If I manage to do the tasks I have set for myself, I can think of myself as virtuous. If I fail in these tasks, I can think of myself as unworthy.
Putting the word into practice.
Peter has set himself a goal of forgiving 7 times. He offers this goal to Jesus in the expectation that this will fulfill the requirements he believes he is learning from Jesus. Jesus is not having any of that. Instead, Jesus sets the standard so far beyond the humanly achievable that Peter must abandon the goal. No number will satisfy what God asks of us. For God is not interested in our limited parameters and achievable expectations. God is asking everything from us, and he asks it all the time. We are to become truly the sons and daughters of God, superabundant in our love and mercy towards others and ourselves. Do not give up on your plans, and if a particular spiritual itinerary is working for you, keep it going for as long as it continues to do so. But understand this. If your apparent success helps you to become more loving, more humble, more merciful, less judgmental, and more aware of your complete reliance on God, its purpose will have been achieved. If your apparent failure helps you to become more loving, more humble, more merciful, less judgmental, and more aware of your complete reliance on God, its purpose will also have been achieved.
Let us pray. Jesus, write your wisdom on my heart and empower me to live the joy of the gospel in our world. Amen.